USA News, I'm Dave Collins. This just coming in, reports say three police officers were shot in Fargo, North Dakota this afternoon. KFGO is saying the two officers are in critical condition. There's a large police presence at the intersection where the shooting happened. It's not known what led to the shooting or if police have a suspect, but officials say there is no known threat to the public. Millions of Americans from coast to coast, they're feeling scorching temperatures. Today, the National Weather Service issued heat warnings and advisories for more than 90 million people. An appeals court is issuing a brief pause on lower court's ruling limiting the Biden administration's communication with social media companies. Lisa Taylor has more.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday issued an administrative stay that's in effect until further notice. A separate panel will later consider the DOJ's motion to issue a pause on the ruling as the administration's appeal plays out in court. A judge ruled earlier this month the administration likely violated the First Amendment by working with social media companies to suppress unfavorable views relating to the coronavirus pandemic, election security, and other issues.
A man is in custody in connection to New York's long unsolved Gilgo Beach serial killings. At least 10 sets of human remains, mostly young female prostitutes, were found on Long Island along and near Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Today, 59-year-old Rex Huerman was charged for three murders and pleaded not guilty. An Ohio plastic surgeon's medical license has been permanently revoked after she live-streamed surgeries on TikTok. The Ohio Medical Board voted this week to ban Dr. Catherine Graw for what it calls ignoring basic patient care. The board said Graw spoke into the camera and answered viewer questions instead of focusing on her patients. Officials say three patients suffered severe complications after the former surgeon operated on them. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. So you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff, so... Family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
And see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So, really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be... impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Around 1.5 million people have an unclaimed tax refund. The IRS says taxpayers have to file a return for their 2019 taxes by this coming Monday. The average unclaimed refund is about $900. Actors in New York and Los Angeles are hitting SAG-AFTRA picket lines after their union failed to reach an agreement overnight with TV and film producers. Actors are joining Hollywood writers who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. This is the biggest entertainment shutdown in decades. A ferocious-looking creature has been discovered in SoCal. Phil Hewlett has the details.
It's white with a green tint, translucent, has a frightening shaped head full of teeth, 486 legs, and it glows in the dark. Scientists say there's nothing to worry about, though. The newly named Los Angeles thread millipede is as thin as a piece of sewing thread and about an inch long. It lives in the soil and is more closely related to lobsters than insects.
Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson is reportedly starting a new media company. A Wall Street Journal report says Carlson and former White House advisor Neil Patel are raising funds for the company that would be housed on Twitter. Shortly after getting fired from Fox this spring, Carlson created a Twitter show called Tucker on Twitter. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new company would be subscription-based, allowing subscribers to watch long-form videos by Carlson in their entirety. Dave Collins, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent sin. All over Breeze Car, clips right on your pin. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe.